Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 and FY24 conference call of Vaidya Sahni Ayurved Laboratories Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today, from the management side, we have with us Dr. Rohit Madhav Sahni, Chairman and Managing Director, Dr. Vidyut Dipinghag, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sripad Upasani, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Yogesh Walawalkar, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Corporate Relationships, Mr. Shantanu Joshi, Assistant Vice President, Marketing and Sales, Mr. Narendra Pawar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Abhishek Deshpande, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, on the conference call. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Rohit Madhav Sahni, Chairman and Managing Director from Vaidya Sahni Ayurvedic Laboratories Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Vaidya Sahni Ayurvedic Laboratories earning call for the financial year ended March 31st, 2024. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all for taking this time to join us today. I have with me on call Dr. Vidyut Dipinghag, the Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sripad Upasani, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Yogesh Walawalkar, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Corporate Relationships, Mr. Shantanu Joshi, the EVP Marketing and Sales, Mr. Narendra Pawar, our CFO, and Mr. Abhishek Deshpande, the Company Secretary and the Compliance Officer. We have shared our results, updated presentation. I hope you all must have received it. A bit about the company. Vaidya Sahni Laboratories works under the brand of Madhav Bagh. Madhav Bagh is a unique medical service institution which blends traditional medicine with modern diagnostic techniques. We have more than a decade of expertise in disease reversal treatments for diabetes, blood pressure, heart diseases, post-angioplasty, post-bypass surgery, as well as pre-angioplasty and pre-bypass surgery and obesity also. Such kind of non-communicable chronic disorders treat with the help of Ayurveda and lifestyle modification treatments. So I founded this whole organization in 2006 with a vision to reduce the mortality and morbidity of heart diseases and lifestyle disorders. So our approach to treatment using non-invasive multidisciplinary and innovative therapies has helped us establish Vaidya Sahni as a dependable option for treating the chronic ailments. We provide healthcare services through Ayurvedic cardiac rehabilitation centers. As on March 31st, 2024, the company operates about 353 clinics across Jammu, Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Delhi, NCR, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Gujarat, West Bengal, Orissa, Goa, Karnataka and Chhattisgarh. Out of these, 42 are company-owned and 62 are OPD and mini-clinics and 249 are the franchise clinics. We also operate three cardiac rehabilitation hospitals in Khopoli, Nagpur and Vishakhapatnam. We have been empaneled with more than 35 insurance companies to offer cashless facility at our hospital. I am excited to share with you several significant achievements and development from the past year that demonstrate our continued growth, innovation and commitment to providing effective healthcare solutions. Firstly, I am thrilled to announce that our research paper titled Impact of Ayurveda-based Panchakarma Therapy in the Change or Improvement in VO2 Max in a Congestive Heart Failure Patients Cohort has been accepted for publication in the prestigious Asian Journal of Cardiology Research. This study provides compelling evidence that our Ayurveda-based Panchakarma treatment can significantly improve exercise capacity and reduce mortality risk in patients with congestive heart failure. The acceptance of this paper in a respected medical journal validates the scientific basis of our approach and positions us as leaders in integrated traditional Ayurvedic practices with modern research. Next, I want to highlight the completion of the first production batch of our Madhav Shakti Atta and the Prameha Diet Kit at our UV Ayurgen plant, a wholly owned subsidiary of Madhavbad. The state-of-art facility incorporates cutting-edge green technology and sustainable manufacturing practices, setting new standards for eco-friendly production. The successful completion of this initial batch marks a major milestone in our journey and reflects our dedication to responsible and efficient manufacturing. I am also excited to share the recent inauguration of our Madhavbad Vishakhapatnam Hospital in Andhra Pradesh. It was established in partnership with Andhra Pradesh MedTech Zone Limited, a state government-owned company. This hospital represents a strategic expansion into a new geographical area. We anticipate that this facility will greatly enhance our opportunities within the government sector and serve as a stepping stone for further growth in Andhra Pradesh. I am also pleased to report that we have completed the acquisition of Dynamic Remedies Private Limited and UV Ayurgen Pharma Private Limited. By integrating these companies into our operations, we expect to achieve greater economies of scale, implement stricter quality control measures, and expand our product portfolio to reach new customer segments. This strategic move strengthens our market position and enables us to deliver even greater value to our customers. Additionally, we have collaborated with Pooja Patil under her company, Ahar Shastra Foods Private Limited, which will focus on conducting workshops and training to promote healthy eating habits and recipes for our patients and consumers. This initiative aligns with our holistic approach to health and well-being, recognizing the critical role that nutrition plays in overall wellness. I am excited to update you that we have joined our hands with Medulla Communications, one of our renowned marketing agencies in pharma and healthcare sector, for landscaping better branding and focused treatment marketing to our patients, which shall help us to reach more effectively and engage more number of patients. In conclusion, this has been a year of significant progress and expansion for Vaidyasani Ayurveda Laboratories. Our commitment to blending ancient Ayurvedic wisdom with modern research and technology is yielding tangible results and opening exciting new opportunities. We remain dedicated to our mission of providing effective, holistic healthcare solutions that improve the lives of our patients. Thank you for your continuous support and trust in our vision. We look forward to sharing more updates on our growth and success in the future. Just to give a brief about the overall industry, healthcare has become one of India's largest sectors, both in terms of revenue and employment. Healthcare comprises hospitals, medical devices, clinical trials, outsourcing, telemedicine, medical tourism, health insurance, medical equipment, and many things more. The Indian health sector is growing at a brisk pace or due to its strengthening coverage services and increasing expenditure by public as well as private players. Here's a look at the key trends in the healthcare for 2024. In 2024, several key trends are shaping the healthcare sector, particularly the context of Vaidyasani Ayurveda Laboratories and the broader Ayurveda segment in India. The expansion and integration of Ayurveda into mainstream healthcare are increasingly evident, driven by its proven efficacy in treating chronic ailments like diabetes, arthritis, and obesity. Hospitals are now incorporating Ayurvedic treatments into their services, reflecting a growing recognition of its holistic benefits. Concurrently, the Ayurveda hospital market is projected to reach about $3.2 US by 2030, fueled by rising demand for holistic treatment modalities and Ayurveda's effectiveness in managing chronic conditions. technological advancements are further enhancing Ayurveda healthcare delivery. With AI-powered analytics facilitating personalized treatment recommendations and telemedicine expanding accessibility, particularly in the rural areas. Additionally, Ayurveda's increased global acceptance and regulation in countries like UK, Hungary, and Brazil signal a broader recognition of its medicinal value, promising continued growth and integration into healthcare systems worldwide. These trends underscore a robust convergence of traditional Ayurvedic practices with modern healthcare infrastructure and technology, augmenting the accessibility and efficacy of Ayurveda-based treatments on a global scale. So now coming to our financial performance, the half year FY24, the H2 part, revenue from the operations is 48.23 crore, which was against about 53.58 crore in H2, FY23. Year-on-year decrease of 9.99% due to higher share of non-deceased patients in overall footfall led to lower sales of our care plans. EBITDA, excluding the other income, was about 1.82 crore in H2 FY24 as against 3.69 crore in H2 FY23. The profit after tax was 0.81 crore in H2 FY24 as against 2.10 crore in H2 FY23. The basic EPS stood at 0.76 in H2 FY24. Full year FY24, in the full year ended 31st March 2024, our company achieved net revenue of 99.33 crore, an increase of nearly 0.16% year-on-year due to sales towards non-deceased patients coupled with successful marketing campaign helps to maintain revenue levels. EBITDA, excluding other income, was 4.50 crore in FY24 as against 7.86 crore in FY23. Profit after tax was 1.99 crore in FY24 as against 4.83 crore in FY23. Basic EPS stood at 1.88 in FY24. This is all from our side, and we can now take questions. We are open for it.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you have any questions at this moment, you may press star and 1. Our first question is from the line of Manoj Rajani from Rajani Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hi, sir. So just wanted to ask the reason that, you know, I mean, the revenues have been flat for during the year. So, I mean, you know, what reason could it be?
Okay. The reason has been that in the first half, we had certain marketing strategies which were directed towards product that is Madhav Prash, and due to which the whole strategy of having those products marketed did not get the actual deceased patients inside the clinic. And as a result, we had a good number of footfall inside the clinic, but mostly they were for prevention modality of kind of treatment, which has a very lower kind of ticket size. So that has led to the flat revenue. So in spite of this, the clinics have maintained their collection to a very good level, and hence that has led to the flat revenue for the whole year.
Understood, sir. So, but, sir, at the same moment, we can see that EBITDA has declined as well by it seems like a 35-40%. So I mean, is that I mean?
I'll try to explain. The reason for this was increase in the human resource that we had planned to get more patients inside, and hence the whole human resource cost had increased, and that led to reduction in the EBITDA. But the action has already been implemented for it, and the corrective things and corrective actions are already now in place.
Okay, so this this can be considered as a one-time cost, or it will sustain. I mean, it will be continuing in the next year as well.
No, it will not.
Okay. All right, sir. That is all from my side as of now. I'll join back with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phones. Our next question is from the line of Sameer Sachdeva from eBay Value Quest. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm Arvind.
Yes, it's here.
So I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was just seeing that our short-term borrowings has increased quite a lot from around 13 lakhs to around 1.5 or 1.6 crores. So what is the reason for the same?
There were two, three reasons to this. One was the acquisition of the UV Iurgen factory, as well as the dynamics, the wholly owned subsidiaries that you can see. The acquisition of these two factories has one led to this. That is one. Second, we have also invested in the Ayurveda company, and there is a transaction that is happening between both these companies, and due to which there has been that borrowing that we had led to. That was the reason.
Okay, sir. And then, you know, our cost of debt would have also increased. So can you comment on that?
Yes. Cost of debt has increased because of these reasons itself, that we had utilized our OD for the same purpose, and that has led to the cost of debt.
And can you quantify, like, what will be our total cost of debt right now?
Which percentage you mean to say? Our CFO would answer that. Narendra, do you have those things? I think 15% is the interest rate, I think.
Can you repeat the question, please?
So what would be our total cost of debt?
At present, our cost of debt is, we have utilized 1.5 crore at right now. The same what is in the March, that is continuing.
Okay. And sir, I am assuming that because of the acquisition that you have just made, the you know figures of PPE would have increased. Is that the reason? Hello?
Can you repeat?
Yeah. So our PPE, plant property and equipment has also increased. So is acquisition the reason for the same? Or the company has bought any new assets?
No, it's the acquisition effect. And after 2-3 months, I think we will reduce that cost.
Okay, sir. And sir, inventory has also increased from around 3.5 crores in FY23 to around 4.1 crore in FY24. So, what would be the reason for the same?
Our Iurgen product started production. So, initially we have to keep the stock of 2-3 months. That's why the reason at the May and March end, we have a stock increase.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. I'll join the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pushkar Jain from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so I was wondering what would be the growth trajectory that the management has in mind for FY 2025?
Okay. I think Mr. Upasani can answer it.
Please repeat the question.
I was wondering what management is confident about, like, what will be the growth targets for FY 2025?
For this year, currently, we are 20% growth. Actually, we are increasing after tie-up of Medulla as a media partner. We are sure to increase the footfall, new footfall value. This is patient footfall, which missed last year, but we are sure that now campaigning is starting from tomorrow, actually, and we are confident now, we will bring the deceased patient inside clinic, surely, follow up the work new patients, which is a deceased one. That's why our relation is, our business is dependent on new patient footfall, proportionate with new footfall, actually. So we are, we've already taken a step with Medulla, actually.
So what percentage growth we are like FY 2024?
20%.
Okay. Top line. And what would be the EBITDA margin that you are targeting for FY 2025?
We are targeting about 30%, actually, but reducing also.
Sorry, sir, but-
Sorry to interrupt. Your voice is breaking in between.
Okay. I'll take it over. I'll take it over. So the EBITDA margin that we expect is more than 10% of EBITDA that we expect with this increasing the top line. So, 10% of EBITDA is what we are targeting in the year end.
And, this, whenever the warrants get converted, they'll be utilized to pay the short-term debt?
The debt, you mean to say?
Yeah, the incremental money coming from warrants,
Mm-hmm.
next one year.
Mm-hmm.
Pay off short-term debt?
Yes, it can be. It can be, but we'll be using it in a more constructive way also. So one of the factor would be the debt that you see, but majorly we'll be utilizing for various different initiatives that we are planning for.
Okay. And the reason for fall in EBITDA margins in this current quarter is mainly because of the employee cost, right? Which we are planning to-
Yes. Yes.
So the action has already been taken to, like,
Yes, the action has already been initiated last about a month or two. The action is already implemented.
How is the employee cost going? We are, like, we are reducing the headcount, or we are, like, changing the payment, or how is the-
We have worked on the headcount.
Yeah.
So we have... Sorry?
We have reduced the headcount?
Yes, we have reduced the headcount.
Okay, okay. So, like, we are planning 20, greater than 50% EBITDA margin. I just wanted to confirm.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Just I wanted to understand, what sort of growth looking at this year, FY 2025?
Your voice is not clear.
No, so I growth looking at FY 2025.
Mm-hmm. So as Mr. Upasani just mentioned, we are looking out for a 15%-20% growth in the top line in the coming year.
Understood. Understood. Sir, I think that's what I wanted to understand.
Okay.
That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aman Gokhlani, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dr. Sane. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, yes, I can.
Right. The question I had was, this year we've expanded from about 300-odd clinics to about 350 clinics. We've added 50 clinics. We had a guidance of 20% growth, with similar margins that are being guided for next year, which is about 8%, 9%, 10%. My question is now, when we move from 350 clinics, our Mission 2025 says that we will have 1,000 clinics, 10 hospitals. So in 12 to 18 months, we plan to go from 350 odd clinics to about 1,000 clinics. How will we maintain our profits or how will we maintain our margins, our quality? What kind of placement do you have to, you know, take on this kind of scaled expansion? Because when we move from 300 to 350 odd clinics, we've not been able to, you know, show top line and bottom line growth. When we scale to this level, how are we planning to maintain all of this?
Yes, yes. I can understand this question. But the only thing is that this year we'll be scaling up not towards 1,000 clinics, but we'll be having more 50 to 60 franchise clinics in this coming whole year, because we'll be consolidating. And your question is absolutely right, that we'll be working on the improvement in the top line itself by adding more number of new patients to these clinics. So feeding the new patients to these clinics is the only task that we are supposed to concentrate on. And once we do that, I think the top line will be achieved in a very better way than what we have presented in the last year.
Right. But your presentation states that you have a Mission 2025 of 1,000 clinics. Now, does that get moved forward?
No, that will be a bit delayed. But I'm sure I'll be able to reach that in next 3 to 4 years.
3 to 4 years. So why are we stating in the presentation that it will be by 2025?
That should be a older presentation, I guess.
I think it was uploaded last evening, and it says Mission 2025, 1,000 clinics, 10 hospitals, and also an expansion in the bed in your existing hospital. So it's a very strong guidance in a year and a half. Now, you clearly mentioned it's not going to be the case. So just wanted to get clarity on that. So you're saying that will take about 4 or 5 years from now?
Yes, yes.
Got it. My second question, sir, is that previously you mentioned your biggest competitor or competition comes from allopathy itself. However, why wouldn't you consider Gina Seiko as a competitor? Because when I hear their calls, you know, they also have hospitals, clinics, they are also in Ayush treatment. How is that they are different from us?
I'll explain you. As of now, our target audience is absolutely about diabetes and heart patients. While the competitor that you spoke about, Gina Seiko, they are into general Ayurveda treatments for all those disorders, whatever the patients are normally looking out for in Gina Seiko. But in our case, we majorly concentrate on our proprietary Panchakarma therapy, wherein the patient joins up with us for the whole year. So these are two major differences. One is our Ayurvedic proprietary therapies, the Panchakarma therapies that we perform for the patients in our clinics and the hospitals. That is one. And second one is the retention period of every patient who stays with us for about a year. So if you directly try to compare the model to model, it would be an Ayush model, it would be a clinic model, then Gina Seiko and Madhubag would be competitors. But if you talk about the actual positioning, actual market that we are looking out for, we are looking out for reversal of those diseases. And for this, we expect the patient to stay with us for the whole year. So when the patient stays with us for the whole year, the reversal happens for the disease itself. And hence, our audience is those kind of disciplined patients who would like to reverse their diseases back towards normal. So that is how we are a bit different from the Gina Seiko company.
Understood. Those are my questions, sir. Wishing you best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Are you looking at the business model, a sort of a rejig in the business model in terms of franchisee versus the hospital business? I mean, is hospital business going to be more of a focus area for us?
Yes, Rohan. You are absolutely right. Hospitals are being accepted by the patients very well, and the reason behind it is the insurance companies also have been empaneled with it for cashless treatments. So that is a sector which is booming in Ayurveda. So yes, we will be concentrating on the hospitals. So whatever expansion this year we'll be doing will be for the hospitals itself. So you are right that we are trying to relook at this whole model in a different way, in which hospitals can give much more higher EBITDA as compared to clinics. But at the same time, clinics have a presence in the local residential area of the patient's vicinity. So that again gives the patient a good comfort and convenience to visit to the clinic every time and come back. Clinics are a support to the hospital in a way in which few patients who cannot reach the hospital every time in the year, they can go to the clinics and get them served very well. As well, when it comes to compliance from the patient side, clinics is always a good model. So right now we are a combination of clinic and hospital, and this is going to be our strength in the future. Because as of now, if at all you see with the competitors, they are many a times online in kind of disease management with their online presence, and they don't have a physical presence. But we are into this whole sector in which we'll be having online as well as offline presence, due to which treating those patients is going to be much more easier in the hospitals as well as in the clinics.
Okay. Okay, sir. So, sir, right now, what kind of margin profile do we get on the hospital versus the clinic business? And what would you see as an ideal mix of a percentage between these two?
Can you repeat the question?
So, what is the margin profile that we are getting from the hospital business versus the clinic business? And what would be, as you are saying, that the focus would be to expand the hospital business more. So, what kind of revenue mix in terms of percentage do you see as an optimal ratio between the business, the revenue coming from hospital business versus the clinic business?
Okay. I'll try to give you a brief idea. If at all you talk about the whole revenue breakup, 18 to 20% of the revenue comes from the hospitals, while about 82% of the revenue comes from the clinics. About 80 to 82% comes from the clinics. Out of these the clinics, only about the clinics at all we talk about, it's about 85 to 90% of this clinic contribution comes from the franchise clinics, while about 5 to 10% of this whole revenue contribution comes from the company clinics. So that is the breakup of this whole thing.
And sir, do we get different margins from both of these hospital and clinics?
Yes, yes. We do get different margins. The margins in the hospitals are fairly good. If at all we don't allocate the common expenses, then in that case, the margins from the clinics that we get is somewhere about, just give me a minute, I'll just recollect. If at all we talk about the hospital as such, the EBITDA margins that we get is about 20 to 30%, while if at all we don't allocate the total expenses on the clinic, the annual expenses on the clinics, the unallocable expenses I'm talking about, if we don't, then the EBITDA of the clinics also reaches to about 30 to 40%.
Okay, okay, sir. But sir, just a little bit of an anomaly here. We fail to understand that over this quarter and the last few quarters, expansion has been more on the clinic front than the hospital. So is that going to, is it safe to assume that this will change?
Yes, this will. See, as I mentioned in the earlier answer, I'll try to explain you once again. We are now looking out for expansion in the clinics only through the franchise mode. So we will not be investing on these clinics from our pocket. But as I mentioned, we will be investing, the company will be investing majorly in the hospitals to increase the existing capacity in these hospitals. So that is what will help us to increase the margins also.
Right, sir. So speaking on margins, you mentioned earlier a guidance of around 10%. So if the hospital business increases in terms of share of our revenue, shouldn't the margin also increase a bit further, or is it...
Very true. You are absolutely right. It will.
So, sir, would it be correct to say that 10% is a very, very conservative estimate?
Yes. Yes. A very, very conservative.
Okay, so just a couple of other questions I had. You know, in general, the quarter and the period has been relatively muted for us. So, especially compared to the competition that is happening, you touched upon the competition. So, you know, what is, if you could just shed some color on why this has been the case and what, apart from this strategy which you mentioned, how are we sort of looking to grow in the new fiscal year?
Okay. Now, what have we done is, in the past, the strategy that we had adopted was for the product marketing strategy, which did fetch more number of new patients inside the clinic. But those new patients who came inside the clinic were majorly non-diseased people who were opting for preventive kind of treatments. And hence, the ticket size of those patients was quite low. So that actually affected the whole top line. But now the whole strategy has again been placed. And maybe in a couple of days or so, we'll be starting with the new campaign, which is going to directly target the diseased patients only. So now with this strategy and the positioning being very clear about having diabetic and heart patients inside the clinic, once this campaign hits the market, I am sure that the whole strategy would be very well visible to everybody and the things will change immediately with the top line as well as with the EBITDA.
Got it, sir. Just touching upon, you mentioned the product business. Are there going to be any more marketing expenses or OPEX in this direction, especially since Mother Prash has been a success? So are we looking at more such products and diversifying?
No, as of now, only Madhav Prash would be the one in which we are trying to push that through the subsidiary of Dynamic Remedy. But we will be majorly concentrating on our core product of diabetes and heart patient treatments inside the clinic through the care plan.
Got it, sir. Sir, you mentioned earlier that care plan sales have been relatively lower because, as you said, non-disease patient footfall was higher compared to disease patients. So what can we sort of, you know, ballpark guidance on this number of footfall of patients, if you can give for this quarter in our hospitals as well as the other segment?
Okay. I'll give you the annual figure so that you'll get to know. In the last year, we almost sold about 38,000 care plans in the whole year. The earlier year, we had sold about 39,000 care plans. So there was a dip of about 1,200 care plans altogether, which led to this whole dip in the top line.
Got it. All right. So any other new products wouldn't be on the pipeline, like honey, ghee, or any other such products?
Yes, there are a few products. Like the ghee kind of thing, we are into it, but majorly these products will be sold inside the clinics itself. And once it is done, once we are totally sure about the product and its quality and its utilization for the masses, then we'll be planning to have it in the offline retail. But I don't think so in this year we'll be doing that.
Understood. Okay. All right, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you. I'll join back if there are more questions. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pushkar Jain from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. So I had just one question about the competitor we were talking about, Gina Sigo. So in last year is doing a margin of 30% and they are doing just general Ayurveda, while we are doing specialized treatment in, you know, diabetes and obesity. So why are margins so lower? And what do you think is a sustainable EBITDA margin for this business in the long run?
Okay. As I mentioned, the sustainable EBITDA margins which we'll be expecting in the coming year will be about 12 to 15%. Conservatively, I am trying to be on 10%. About the top line, if at all we talk about, there is a whole big market of diabetes, blood pressure, obesity out in India. And I'm sure that with this new marketing campaign, we should be able to reach to that target audience. Because the earlier year, we had tried to address the product marketing strategy, in which we expected the patients to come down inside the clinic, the deceased patients we expected to come inside the clinic. But there is where the whole thing did not work, and due to which the patients did come in, but they were not as diseased, they were not as suffering as what patients we had expected, and hence the growth was not seen. But in the coming year, as we target ourselves towards the diseased patients itself, I am sure that the numbers will seem to be changing as we go ahead.
Okay, but this 10-15% EBITDA margin we are talking about next year. But sustainable,
yes.
Because once you know our assets are used, what that number should be?
I did not understand your question. Can you repeat?
Once the hospitals it properly, I am just asking you, like, for the next 3-4 years, 5 years.
Achha.
And this is what will be, not for the next year, but like, what will be our sustainable EBITDA margin you can expect?
According to what steps I have taken right now, a sustainable EBITDA margin will be about 15-20% is what we are into target for.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh from Virtuous Capital Limited. Please go ahead. Santosh, your line is unmuted. You can proceed with your question.
Hello. Yeah, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yeah, I see on control basis, we have the employee expenses of 21.99 crore on FY23, which went up to 26.88 crore for FY24. And FY23 has just told us about the cost-cutting measures what company has taken or been taking from last couple of months.
Right.
So, expect for this current financial year, what is the salary expenses we are having on monthly basis?
Okay. We have seen that the monthly expenses on this manpower has been about 1.7 crore every month. So that will boil down to about... Sorry?
From April onwards. April 2024.
Yes. And that will boil down to about 20 crore of annual total salary. But I usually consider some form of incentives perks. So about 1% more I'll be contributing to it. So about 21 to 21.5% is what I'll be looking out to control these expenses to.
But then, do you mean to say that, sir, even on a similar line, if we are able to achieve the top line of what we achieved for last financial year, and fundamentally we are able to curtail down our expenses for salary, does it boil down to increase in EBITDA margins and profitability for the company also?
Surely, very much.
Simultaneously, in a similar line, the 26.88 crore on total basis comes down to 21 crore.
Yes.
This is an saving of 5.5 crore.
Yes.
More than that, I believe.
Yes.
So that is the case, and what that is been achieved from our side. So,
it
will be affecting our bottom line accordingly.
Yes, it will. It will directly help the bottom line to grow. And the actions have already been implemented since last 2 months. So that case,
our EBITDA margins will definitely improve a lot compared to what we have been able to guide us, right?
Surely.
Okay. So then that case, 16-18% EBITDA, which we are able to achieve, that will be industry margin, right?
Yes. Very much.
Okay. And any other outlier expenses
there were few expenses which were eating out the bottom line. So we have started working on those expenses also. Like we have directly got into touch with the vendors, due to which the purchase cost, the consumption has also improved. That is one.
Okay.
The second work that we have done on reducing down these expenses is there was a fairly good amount of professional fees that we used to have with our partners, where we have reduced down those headcount in those professional fees, due to which, again, the expenses will be reduced down. That is more important. As well as other expenses like traveling, repair and maintenance, all that will be controlled to a very good level. So all these points will accumulate to improve the bottom line, and the EBITDA will improve. That is of no question to me.
But sir, one more and last question from my side. I have been watching the tiny disclosures from our company on the website, right? So can you put some light on the strategy to acquire these two companies, and how this strategy is going to pan out going forward, and how this is going to be an help to our company? Like we as investors would like to really appreciate that input coming from on the 9-month side of it. So,
okay. We have acquired two companies. One was UV Iurgen, and the second was Dynamic Remedies Private Limited. These two companies, the Dynamic Remedies, we use to manufacture our medicines, and the UV Iurgen will be using it to manufacture our food products.
Okay.
So as of now, the food products purchase that we used to go ahead with, the whole purchase cost will reduce down by about 20 to 30% due to this acquisition. As well as in the medicines, the improvement in the whole margin that is there with the Dynamic Remedies will be again applied to the whole company, as well as the quality of products that we used to manufacture earlier. Those quality will improve, due to which that will again help to improve the patient improvement, and that will in turn help to increase the word of mouth. So as of now, the word of mouth is so strong that in the last couple of months, though we are restructuring our whole marketing communication, the word of mouth has helped the clinics to feed with new patients without any extra things that we have done. So now when we go ahead with quality medicines and quality therapy kits also, that will again help, as well as the food products that we'll be manufacturing in-house, the quicker response of manufacturing, the quality that will improve, as well as the margin that we'll get from these food products is going to help the bottom line, and EBITDAs will improve.
You would say this acquisition will help us to have better control on margins and quality aspects of it, right?
Absolutely.
But sir, one last question. There is two line item which is predominantly visible in your financials. That is the employee benefit, what you have really guided us from 27 crore odd figure to 21 crore odd figure, and other expenses of around 42 crore. So any guidance on this, and what exactly constitutes other expenses, sir?
Yes, I'll give you the explanation. Out of these 42 crore, if at all you talk about, there are two major expenses that comprises of 42. One is 14 to 15 crore of marketing expenses, that was in 42, while the remaining about 27 odd crore was for the other expenses that I'll explain you. So this 14 to 15 was marketing, and 27 was the others. In this 27, if at all you see, rent and taxes goes to about 7 crore, while more 10 crore was the professional fees that we used to have our association with various different cardiologists, medicine players, with all those people were the professional fees. And remaining 10 crore was for various different points like traveling, training, repair and maintenance, the electricity, fuel, phone, internet. All those things, more 10 crore we used to spend for. So if at all we are talking about improving our margins, I like to speak about this, that this 10 crore of professional fees, we have already started acting upon it. And from 10 crores, we are trying to get down that to about 6 to 7 crores of professional fees. Okay. As well, the rent, now few of these company clinics are being now taken up as franchise clinics by various new doctors and franchise owners that are approaching us. So the rent in all will also reduce down to a certain extent. But as of now, I will consider it at 7 crore itself, the 7 crore, which includes the GST as well as the rent and taxes. So 7 crore I'll keep the same, but the remaining 10 crore, which includes traveling, framing, repair, maintenance, phone, electricity, fuel, all these things, so I plan to reduce down this 10 to about 7 crore. So on a whole, if at all we see, out of these 27 crore odd, out of this 42, the 27 crore odd, I'll be planning to reduce down about 5 to 6 crore in this also.
Okay, and on, any guidance on marketing front?
Marketing front, as I have realized now, that we are a growing company and we are supposed to reach to the people more and more often with higher visibility, higher reach and higher amount of impressions on the digital as well as the offline media. I am planning to scale up this 14 crore, 15 crore odd budget to about 18 to 20 crore budget for marketing, which will directly help us to increase the top line. And other cost control mechanisms that I just mentioned about will help us to maintain our EBITDA to a very healthy level.
So you would say that even though there will be lease on expenses on other front, there will be growth in expenses towards marketing, which will be more priority for a company.
Yes.
So then this 42 crore odd figure your expenses are there, it will be on a next year level concern basis. Can we expect it to be around 38 crore?
Yes, we will surely plan for it. And the actions are already been taken okay. into implementation. So I'm sure that we'll reach to that level.
Fine. So and then I just expect the our company comes out with then regular updates on the financials, like the top line and the targets on a quarterly basis. It will really help us to understand where the company is going on the quarter and quarter basis kind of thing.
We'll try our level best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again, sir. So just building on the hospital business, the Vizag hospital that we opened, what kind of revenue mix can be expected, the total number of patient footfall that we have seen right now, and if you could guide us on the overall return on investment in the Vizag hospital.
Okay. I'll give you a brief. Vizag hospital is just opened last 3 months ago. And it is doing good as compared to the newer territory that we are functioning in. We have a mix of about 70 to 80% of medicine sale as of now, and 20% of the revenue comes from the care plan enrollments. So we have a footfall of more than about 350 odd patients footfall since inception, and currently we are obviously in the incubation period. So the people getting enrolled into the therapies for about the whole year is still a challenge that we are trying to address to. But till that time, the medicine that we are trying to prescribe to the patients and patients who are trying to buy that, that is helping us to reach to our operational break-even. I think in next about 6 to 7 months, we should be able to reach the operational break-even also.
Understood. Are there any more hospital tie-ups in the pipeline? Any target number of hospitals that we may have in mind for this year coming in?
Yes. As of now, we are also planning to have some franchise hospitals in which the expenses will not be borne by us, but the share of their revenue will be coming down to us. So such kind of deals are already in pipeline, and I'm sure that in the coming few months, we should be able to address them also to the exchange. So that is up to come over.
Understood. Just one last question, sir. We noticed that the other expenses have increased quite significantly. So where was the spike, and any plans on how we are going to control this? And the other part was if you have any specific strategy for good cash utilization for the cash that we have on our books.
Yes. I'll answer both of your questions. I just answered the first question that you asked. I just answered in the last question itself, but I'll again give you the specifications. The other expenses that you see is about 42 crores is what you see in the books, out of which 14 to 15 is the marketing expense, while 27 is the other expenses that I call it the other. But those 27 comprise of 7 crore of rent and taxes, while 10 crore of professional fees and 10 crore of other expenses, in which electricity, fuel, gas, training, traveling, phone bills, internet, all those things come in those 10 crores. So effectively, this 27 crore we are planning to reduce it down to about 22, 23 crores. That is one. While this 14 to 15 crore of marketing, we plan to invest this 14 to 15 crore into marketing, plus about 3 to 4 crore more in the marketing effort, so that we also increase the top line beyond what we have done till now. So this is how we are going to effectively improve the EBITDA margin also, as well as improve the top line, as we'll be investing more in marketing. Now, talking about the second question that you asked, the money that we have in our books, how are we going to utilize? Majorly, I see that to be utilized in the hospital expansion. The existing hospitals that we have, those existing hospitals we plan to have expansion, because we have a space now available with us in which we will be able to improve the hospital. Existing, we have the Mumbai Khopoli Hospital that we have. That is about 53-bedded hospital as of now. And in the future, we have a plan in next 12 to 18 months in which 100 more beds are being already planned and given to the MSRDC for approval. Once the approval is in place, we will be investing this money to increase the hospital accommodation itself.
Got it. That's very helpful, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was the last question.
Thank you. So,
I now hand the conference over to Dr. Rohit Madhav Singh, Chairman and Managing Director from Wedbush and Ayurveda Laboratories Limited, for closing comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you all for taking the time out and attending this call. I'm also thankful to each member of the Madhavak family, as well as our clients, patients, banks, investors, financial institutions, and all other stakeholders. For any other queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relations team. So once again, a big thank you to all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Wedbush and Ayurveda Laboratories Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you, sir.